Man, three, like. Right, law.
Say it in the right.
I'm gonna say it and I'm gonna write.
In English.
There you go. Galatians chapter 3, verse 24, verse 25. And Brother Tony's gonna read that for us.
Read what?
Galatians 3, 24, 25.
Yeah. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, and we might be justified by faith.
Amen.
But after that faith has come, you are no longer under a schoolmaster.
All right. You know what it says there? It says that there's a schoolmaster. And so, just as I went to college and getting educated, I figured I'd go ahead and teach you something. So we're in school today, whether you like it or not. You know it's Friday, everybody's going to be off, but we're back in school. And the Bible says that the law was our schoolmaster. You know, we go to school to learn some things, and many times people don't learn the lesson of the law. I mean, they've been in the school for 12 years, still don't know how to read and write. You know, my friends, there are people who have been in this school for over 80 years, some people 50 years, some people 30 years. They still not learned the lesson of the law.
That's right.
They still think they can make it on their own. They think they can get to heaven on their own. But the law was a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ.
Amen.
You know, my friends, even as believers, and I look around the room, and many of us are believers here this morning, we've already learned the lesson that salvation comes by faith, right?
Right.
You've already learned that lesson. But you know, my friends, the law is still trying to teach us something, even as believers, that we ought to come back to Christ. We ought to come back to faith. My friends, we still haven't learned that lesson.
That's right.
As Billy is bringing out, too many times we're caught up in the things. Right? And many times there's a law given, you know, cut your hair, wear a dress, put on a tie. And people haven't learned their lesson. It's all in Christ.
Amen.
It's in Christ. But we're in school today. And there's some classes we need to take. Everybody likes this one, right? Now, this is the course that we're going to be taking. And you have your choice where you want to start, really. I mean, you know, you pick your schedule. That's what they do in school, pick your schedule. I think we ought to start off with English. Now, the first thing we need to know in English is... nobody's going to ask you because thou speak Greek. Not a Greek class. Not a Hebrew class.
Amen.
It's an English class.
Amen.
Huh? An English class. Yeah. Now, if you're down in Mexico, well, then we might have changed it to Spanish. Right?
There you go.
Might have changed it to Spanish. My friends, we're here in America and we speak English. And what we need to do is learn English. Now, what do we do in English? Well, there's a few things we do. We read. Is that right? Don't we read in English?
Amen.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Now, someone has a problem with it. There's a real deficiency here. And we're going to have to send a letter to your parents because you have been reading.
Amen.
My Bible says if you read them, then you're going to get a blessing. How about Amen. Revelation chapter 1?
Yes.
He said, you read the book of Revelation, you're going to get a blessing.
Amen.
And my friends, I can mark it down. If you read any part of that Bible, you're going to get a blessing out of it. He said, well, I don't like what I read. Read it anyway.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
Read it anyway. Well, I don't understand it. You know what, friends? We got Bibles coming out of here. You know what? They say, well, we need this Bible so we can understand it. You know, run, stop, run, or run, spot, run. You know, we need a Bible like that. And they've got them like that. I mean, if you're a feminist, they got a feminist Bible now. If you're homosexual, they got a homosexual Bible. I mean, if you don't like hell, they got a Bible for you. I mean, if you want heaven to be green and yellow, they got a Bible for you. Doesn't matter.
Right.
But my friend,
right.
The Bible is not understood by rewriting it. The Bible is understood, and the majority of people that use this excuse, I don't understand the King James Version, they've never read it.
Amen.
Right.
The one they don't understand it, they've never read it. So the first lesson you need to learn in English is the text is the KJV. That's the book that's required.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, this is not true.
That's a required text.
That's required text. Required text. You must pass it for this book.
Amen.
Not optional. As an instructor, I advise you to get a Strong's Court to help you score. And some of us, we need to learn to use this Strong as we read. My Bible says that you interpret the Word of God by comparing Scripture with Scripture.
Amen.
With spiritual things, with spiritual things, and line upon line, and precept upon precept.
Amen.
My friends, some of the reasons some of you people don't understand what faith is because you've never gone through the Bible and read what God says about faith. And some of you, when you read the Bible, you need to understand words. You know, in English, we deal with words, right? Is that what we deal with? English teaching?
Yeah.
Deal with words? Amen. Do you know words are important?
Amen.
Right.
Did you know that there's a difference between this and this? Did you know that?
Yeah, they spelled it.
I know. Did you notice how this works?
Amen.
You see how it works now?
Yes. Amen.
You already learned your lesson. It's pretty good class. You know the difference?
Amen. Yeah.
Right. Amen. Peace of God or peace with God? Amen. Let me tell you something else. Here's some important words when you're reading the Bible. You need to learn these words.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a word.
Amen.
You got to mark it down. You got to go through your Bible and look up that word. My Bible says, but God, with His love for us while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
My Bible says He came unto His own, and His own received Him not, but His finished received Him.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's a whole lot of but. There's another important word. Therefore.
That's right.
You've got to learn it.
Amen.
There's another important word. Huh?
Amen.
Yeah. And we're going to learn about this in math. An equal sign. But you know, we're not in math here. We're still in English. But you know, my friends, we don't understand a lot of things. The Bible says the gift of God is eternal life.
Right.
Huh? Well, let me give you one more lesson on words. It's important that you read these words on what they say. And spelling is important, too. Did you know there's a difference between this word here? I learned this one day when I was preaching. You know the difference between that word right there and this word right here? I don't even know this word's in the dictionary. You know the difference? It changed your answers in prayer.
Amen.
Right.
You see, this is importunity and this is discordancy. No, over there in the book of Luke, I've always read, at first before I understood what the English class, I always read the importunity as importunity. And I figured it was important enough to God that God would answer it. You know what he says over there? You know, if you go to your next door neighbor?
Amen.
Now, he's asking for grace, and while your friend coming over, and he says, bread, he says, well, he's not going to rise just because you're asking for bread, but he says it was important enough. That's why I read it. I said, well, man, you know, this guy's a king, he'll get out of bed and come help me, but if he's just a friend, he'll forget it. My friend says, if you make you understand of English, you need to understand it's not the important.
Amen.
It's important.
Amen.
You see, sometimes you think, well, this isn't important enough to pray about. But you're wrong. God doesn't say anything about how important it was. God said, you come with importunity. You know what this is here? Importunity means continual asking.
That's right, amen.
Importunity means you ain't got to come back at midnight and knock again.
Amen.
And if you don't answer at midnight, come back at 1 and knock again.
Amen.
My Bible says you use that word enough times, he's going to get out of bed just because he's tired of you knocking.
Amen.
And some of you haven't got your prayer request answered because you haven't learned this important lesson in English that God is interested in importunity.
Amen.
And He blesses importunity. Now, you know how you know if a little child really wants it? You tell him no about 3 times.
Yeah.
And he don't ask again, you know he really didn't want it.
Amen.
But you know, my friend, when that little child comes day in and day out, pretty soon, I guess he wants it. I'm going to go down and get it for him. And the only reason he got it, not because we thought that he needed anything. The only reason he got it, because he knew importunity.
Amen.
My friend, we could go on in English, but we haven't got all day. We got all these courses.
No. Really?
You go to jam courses.
Amen.
All in one day. You know what else we need to do in English? We need to learn this important principle. Get started.
Amen.
Now, Brother Joe's going to lift this word up for us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. He's going to read it for us.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly divided.
Amen.
Man.
Now, we don't like that word. We don't like that word in English. We don't like that word in history. We don't like that math. We don't like that word in any way. But my Bible tells that we're to study and to rightly divide the word of truth. My friends, here's something we need to rightly divide. And again, we're getting a little bit into math, but
Those are not the same.
Right.
Did you know the blessings that go to Israel are going to go to Israel, and they're not going to go to you? Did you know the blessings of the church are going to go to the church, and they're not going to go to Israel? And there's a lot of believers that misunderstand that. They read the Bible, and everything is just
Israel is real.
He didn't get any spelling, too.
There's a difference between Israel and the church, my friend. My Bible tells us to rightly divide the word of truth.
Amen. That's right.
Huh? And too many times, people go into the Old Testament and think all the blessings for Israel. Mm-hmm. They say, "Oh, that's for us." Now, I understand that we can get a spiritual blessing out of that. But my friend, those are literal blessings for Israel. And they're going to get them. You're going to get them.
Amen.
And all the blessings of the church is going to get. So we need to rise to the line of the word of truth. And I think we learned our lesson on that. There's one other thing that we do in English is. We write.
Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians, our 1 Peter chapter 4 says, "You are our epistle."
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. God wrote a letter, my friend.
Amen.
Huh? It's a walking letter. And did you know that you're a letter and people are reading you every day? My friends, we need to make sure we walk carefully, don't we? Mm-hmm. We need to make sure we walk uprightly. And let me say something else about this writing as far as, did you know missionaries like getting letters?
Amen.
Amen.
Did you know that? Some of you ought to sit down and write a letter. In fact, this ought to be our homework. You know, this is homework. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to write your missionary, right?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Right? You know, they like it. They like it. But you know, everyone is going to write a letter. And you know, some of us, if we wrote like, if we don't, if, you know, some of us, if Paul wrote like us, we'd
have a Bible. Right. Yeah. We'd be very big anyway.
I tell my uncle all the time, he's still writing a letter. I'm still waiting for a letter from him. Never write. I'm not a cousin. And some of you never wrote a missionary. You don't know how to pray for missionaries because you never write.
If you can't write a letter, at least write a check. Amen.
By the way, we'll get that in the whole and we'll get us in front of the camera. Let me say something. When the report card comes out, what are you going to get me? You get an A? Or you get an E? Michigan get E. See, up in Michigan, it goes A, B, C, D, E. In Texas, it goes A, B, C, D, F.
Did you ever
examine? We're not math yet. We're history. Hey. Somebody called on you to speak. Hey. 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 We got a board of education applied to the seat of understanding. In history, you know we need to learn some things in history?
Man.
You know what history is? It's a written record of the past.
That's right.
That's right. Have you forgotten your past?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Have you forgotten what you were? Mm-hmm. You know, in Ephesians chapter 2 says, "In time past." Huh? Is that what it says? Mm-hmm. You know the lesson of history we forget? Mm-hmm. It seems like I remember over there in Genesis, a man by the name of Joseph was in prison. Mm-hmm. And he had a butler and a cookie maker or a chef or something like that down there with him. And they both had a dream. And Joseph interpreted the dream for him, right? And who was the fool who let out of prison? One was hung and the other was left alive. Mm-hmm. You heard that story?
No. Mm-hmm.
What does it say? The butler forgot Joseph. Mm-hmm. And I heard some of us, we forgot our history. Mm-hmm. We forgot that the Lord has died for us on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I think it says something about that in Peter. He says, if these things aren't in you, you've forgotten.
Right, amen.
My friends, we need to go back to our history lesson just to remind us of what God's done for us.
Amen.
Huh? And let me just tell you something in basic history that you need to look at. Every time you look at history, the Bible says, "Love of money is the root of all evil."
Mm-hmm.
Throughout history.
And you thought Washington was a great man. You know why Washington was a great man? He loved money. He desired money. You look at all the people in great history, we call great. I understand, we call, not God. We. You think America was based because, you know, we're over here for God. Just go back in history, some of them. They was over here with a big buck.
Sure.
Let me tell you something else about history. Israel. The Jews. How would we spell it? Every nation that messes with Israel is in trouble.
That's right.
If you haven't learned that in history.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to talk in the church here this morning, I don't. Now, I'm afraid sometimes we dwell too much in history. See, I don't know what history teachers are good for, you know. Except to make money. They go down and they teach you about history all the time. But really, here's a lesson we need to remember. There's too many believers dwell in this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You count on history?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, amen.
You count on history. My friend, it's already gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't change it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't add upon it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. It's already gone. And too many believers are dwelling too much in history.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And they're saying, well, I did run. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's great. And it's recorded that you did run. We're glad that you ran.
Amen.
We're glad that you was faithful. We're glad that you prayed. We're glad that you wrote checks. We're glad that you gave. We're glad that you learned your English lesson. We're glad that you did that. But my friend, we cannot dwell in history. We got to keep on pressing on.
Amen.
Pressing on.
Amen.
My friends, we need to learn this life.
Amen.
Let us not be saying, you did run well. In the bathroom. Let it be said that, yes, we did run well, but let it be said also that we are still running well.
Amen.
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 That's enough on history. Now, this is everybody's favorite subject. Math. Okay. It's my favorite subject. That's why I got out of it. They started talking about differential equations. I said, forget it, throw my hand, I'm gone. The deal was, they did teach me something. You know what I learned in math?
That's right.
Did you know that? I learned that in math. Now, some of you ain't learned it. And there's a whole generation of people that ain't learned that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look. Is that true?
Mm-mm.
No. Huh?
Mm-mm.
It's not true, is it? Why? It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. What am I trying to say here? What's the lesson? My friend, let me put in some this algebra, right? Algebra, when they put the little letters in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we call this S. Okay? Now, my friend, is that equal?
Mm-hmm.
Not equal. You're learning that. The deal is, many people out there don't learn that.
That's right.
Somehow they think that this is equal.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Let me tell you something else they got a problem with. There's another thing called the gospel. We'll call it G. Huh? The gospel, salvation, equals the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what they're trying to do with the gospel? They try to add works to it. It doesn't add up. You know, we need to go over to Romans chapter 11. It says works is not equal to grace.
Amen.
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 We need to learn that lesson. Work is not equal to grace. Now, there's one other lesson we need to learn in math here, because it's going to be important when we get down to accounting and economics. It's called eternity. In calculus, they draw something like this. You're coming along here. Right? Everybody about here, Danny? Huh? Something like that? It's called infinity, they call it. They just don't know the term. They ought to be calling it eternity.
Amen.
You know, somebody ought to read Psalm 119. It says here, verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers. Thy testimonies are my meditation. I've been trying to tell my teachers that, they don't believe it. You don't believe me? Huh? You know, my history teacher, you know what he told me? He said, you know the reason that George Whitfield had such success over here? Because all the people were poor and they needed somebody like that.
Mm.
You know what I told him? I said, what about God? He said, oh, no, we can't have that. You don't understand. It was God that was scripted.
Amen.
But anyway, here's the lesson we need to learn. I'm going to draw you a picture of eternity. This will give you a graphic illustration of eternity. Now, again, there's a little bit of science here, but that's all right. Who knows how far into the Earth is the moon?
263,000 miles.
Whole bunch of miles. Wow. You know what this is right here? It's a little bit higher off. That's a bird. Okay? Now, imagine the Earth is a great steel ball. Okay? A steel ball. How many miles do you say? This bird will fly all the way around the moon, right? He's going to come all the way back, and the tip of his wing is going to touch the Earth. Now, granted, we're going to run out of birds before this is over, but imagine this bird flying from the Earth all the way around the moon, and then around the Earth, and his wing, his feather of his wing, just touches the Earth. Okay? Now, this is a steel ball, right? And then he goes all the way back. He keeps on doing this, okay? Let's just say, for example, that this bird could fly to the moon in 100 years. Okay? This is math. Are you getting this down? Let's say that bird could fly to the moon and back. Well, it's flying to the moon in 100 years. It takes another 100 years to get back. All right? We say that once he gets to the Earth, he'll give him proof of that. Okay? Now, how long would it take this bird to fly to the moon and fly back?
200 years.
All right? Now his feather has just touched the steel ball. All right? By the time... Boy, they're late. By the time this bird has worn this steel ball down to 2 my Bible says eternity will have just begun.
Right,
amen.
Huh? Amen.
It's a long time, isn't it? Huh? It's a long time. You need to get that down in your heart.
Amen.
Now, one more lesson in history, Matt, before we go on. We must get going. You earn your money, though. Here's a man. Like that man? He's going to live how long?
7 years.
I read somewhere a man lived 130 years. Recently. I doubt it, but let's say he did live 130 years. This man is going to invest 130 years in his life, and he's going to trade it in on eternity. Is it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
I said these things are equal.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right. Amen. Let's say you could live as long as Adam did. Mm-hmm. How long did he live?
930.
Let's say he lived 930 years. My friend, still not even. That bird only flown how many times?
Five times.
Four. About almost 5 times. Then he comes close. You need to learn this lesson in that. Remember that. Okay? Remember that. All right. I know y'all
need a break. Let's just jump right down to gym.
Everyone likes gym, right? Everyone likes gym. Now, the first question gym teacher is asked is, where's your tennis shoes? Alright? Doesn't say over there in Ephesians chapter 6 that we're supposed to have something on our feet.
Right.
What is it?
Preparation.
Preparation of the gospel. How about it, though? You got your shoes?
Amen.
Huh? You showing my gym class about your shoes on? Out the door you go. And God is interested in people showing his gym class with their shoes on.
Amen.
So what are we doing in a gym class? Oh, that's what everybody likes to do. Let's get right to the game. What do they do? Exercise. Push up. Sit up. No, that's not what gym's all about. It's like basketball. No. You get to college and make you do exercise. Huh? If gym class lasts an hour, you go to learn to play basketball, 40 minutes you're doing exercise. You know, I didn't join this class to do gymnastics and jumping jacks. I joined this class to learn how to play basketball. And all you exercise first.
All right.
Huh? What are we supposed to exercise ourselves on to?
God.
How about some push-ups? Huh? There you go. How about some knee bends?
Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
A time of prayer.
Amen.
Some of you ought to change. I can tell.
Amen.
I mean, you can't even get down on your knees, let alone anything else.
And I think we need to be doing a lot of this kind of thing. I think we ought to spend maybe a couple hours a day yet.
Too much. You know, some of us, if we were to give them a class, you see, just see how we have a skills test. I'm afraid that our average time would be about 10 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. What a tragedy.
You want to run that race? That's what everybody wants to do. They want to run the race, right? We want to get on that relay team to really get out there and run. We want to gain the prime. It's already been said this week. It's won or lost on the exercise path.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. It's won or lost on the exercise path. We need to do some defense. We need to get out of the east and it's time to pray. But you know what it says there? We need to learn some things about our gym class. We are in a race. And you know, what are we trying to do in a race? We're trying to win a prize, aren't we? But you know, before we play the game, we got to learn the rules. We can't play the game by our own rules.
Amen.
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, who's going to read that? You got a Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 2, what, verse 5, something? Does it talk about striving lawfully?
And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except to strive lawfully.
Alright. We're in a race. You're not going to get crowned in this race.
Amen.
Unless you strive lawfully. So the first thing we need to learn, one of the things we need to learn in the gym, the first thing is we need to exercise ourselves unto godliness.
Amen.
And my friends, I'm afraid that we're doing a tap dance down somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid we're exercising ourselves unto the things of this world that are not going to last.
Right.
My friends, we need to exercise ourselves unto godliness because God says He put us in a race. And my friends, this gym class is lasting 70 years or however long we're going to live, and we're going to run that race, and God says we are in this race, and we're going to run it, we might as well get prepared for it. And also He says, you're not going to get the prize unless you run lawfully. Huh? And some people think, well, you know, I can build a church any way I want. No. God's got some plans He wants you to build a church by. God says, you know, some people think, well, I can witness any way I want. No. God says there's a way to do it.
Amen.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And how is that done? I think we learned our lesson. It's lifting up pride.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you spend your time talking about, well, how good I am, and I shoot pretty good percentage shots, and we gain so much, my friends, that ain't how you do it. Mm-hmm. My friends, this race that we're running, we got to magnify the Lord all the time. Mm-hmm. And if we lift Him up, my Bible says He'll draw all men on those shots.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We need to learn to lift Himself up. We need to learn to keep the tendencies down. We need to learn to have our feet shot in the separation of God. Huh? Well, I'm not going to fix it for a gym. Let's go to computer science. Now, computer science, you know how I learned computer science in school? That computer don't always do what I want it to do. Huh? Have you ever had a mess with the computer? I'm going to show you something. This is a terminal. And some of you probably have never worked with computers, but don't ask me what they do, so I don't know. This is the computer over here. And you know my conclusion? You know what I learned in all my 2 years with a computer? I learned my thoughts and not your thoughts.
That's
what I learned. I told you that 2 years ago. You're going to be on a terminal. And I'm punching in this terminal and things are supposed to happen. My professor told me it's supposed to happen. You do this, it's going to happen. I do that, it don't happen. Huh? But you know, I find there's a lot of things that are similar in the computer world and the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? People get out there, they read the Bible, they read the instructions, it says, aha, that's what it says to do. Mm-hmm. It says, if I give, I'm going to get back 100-fold. Mm-hmm. So they give $1, and they're waiting for $100 coming in. Right? And then they're jumping up and down, they're beating down the terminal. What's the matter with this thing? I punched in the right buttons, it's not working. Huh? But you got to go by all the rules. You got to go by all the rules. Let me tell you something else. This terminal, they really don't have a brain. The computer don't give it to them. The terminal is all it needs from the main user.
Right.
Sometimes this terminal, a lot of times your bank people, they're actually computers out of California.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you go up there and you say, I want to receive, well, we can't do the terminal down, the computer down. You know why? Powerful that off. Mm-hmm. Right. I think there's a lesson here. Change our computer. The Lord. Let's change the terminal. This terminal no value.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah. You know, you can do a whole lot of things, but you're probably supposed to cut off again. I mean, you can go ahead and type in there all you want. I mean, you can do all sorts of things. You can type in there, but you're not going to get no results. You know, my friend, sometimes the power is cut off. Sometimes it's cut off by bitterness. Sometimes it's cut off by sin. A lot of things are cut off by power. Because we need to make sure this is a clear line right here. We get the clear line, we've got everything in the world available.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we may be way out there in heaven, but right here.
Amen.
I know. Sometimes you just got to come apart. Sometimes, you know, I said eternal for 3 days. I couldn't figure out what was the matter. I went over the program, I went over. What is the matter? You know what the problem was?
Problem. Let me do it another way. I can't draw it here, so I'm going to do it. Let me try again. I didn't remember left or not. That's a O. That's a zero. Yeah. And you can't tell the difference. Oh, well, you can, but there's a little dot in it. You really have to be careful. My mistake was an L and an I. I hunted 3 days. I spent all night there. 3 days. Look at that one little thing. You know what it was? It was just a difference in it. Just like that. You know what? We're looking for the power of God. Huh? It's there. There's something that's plugging the gap. There's something that's making the thing not work. There's something, you know what we've got to do? We've got to keep on flipping. Keep on changing some things. Our trials are different things. And sooner or later, you know what's going to happen? You're going to come across it. There it is. And you know, you're going to type in the right thing, and all of a sudden the power of God
will fall. Amen.
Huh?
Amen. I'm just going to keep on plugging. I haven't seen the power of God fall yet. I haven't seen build a revival yet. But you know, I know it's there.
Amen.
I know I can access it. I know God's still there. I know God's interested. God's got the people building.
Amen.
Got me somewhere down here in the tunnel. Huh? Have you learned our lesson in computer science?
Amen.
Huh? Well, let's run out. Fundamentals accounting. See, I got out of math and looked at accounting. But you know, you needed some things about accounting. What did you learn in accounting? Assets? Somebody's had accounting before. You learned this lesson, you've gone a long way.
Amen.
Huh? Assets equals liabilities plus owner's equity. Now that's the actual accounting principle. The whole time. You see, I learned that in one semester. I don't even know why I need to go anymore. I got it. He said, "You get this down, you got everything." I got it down. I can write it for you. But you know, aren't you surprised? You know, what is your owner's equity? Your owner's equity is what you put into this business. Well, let's see what you put in. Oh, but you thought they were clean. God said they're filthy.
That's right.
You know,
amen.
You know what that means? That means you got a liability. Mm-hmm. You got a wage to pay. It's a sin debt. And you know what that makes your asset? Zero.
That's right.
You got zero asset. Mm-hmm. You know, God looked down and saw your problems here. Man, he said, you got no owner's equity. Ain't no good. You got big liability. You got more liability than you got assets.
Yeah.
Alright. So I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna fix it up for you. It came down, paid off all your debt.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. How about that? It came down to Santa's mind and said, file paid.
Amen.
And you already get all his equity? Jesus Christ is the
righteous. Huh? Man,
he is the righteous of the Lord. You know what that's equal?
Eternal life.
Amen.
We need to learn that principle.
Amen.
We need to learn that principle. You know what, accounting, you know what you're trying to learn? And this goes right along with economics. Is you're trying to figure out what the price is, what the cost is. You know, it seems like I read somewhere that had to count the cost. Had to count the cost. Remember our math thing? Some of you, in your accounting and economics, you sat down and counted the cost and you figured figured all along. You figured it was better to have a bigger car. You figured it was better to have a bigger house. You figured it was better to be able to stay home and watch the day after. You figured it was better to do other things instead of the things of God. You added it all. You added it all. Let's go right into economics real quick. Because it all goes in. It's all math, accounting, all go together. Let me show you some things. Here's a question you need to learn in economics. You know, economics, they give you all these crazy graphs, don't they? You ever had that class? You don't want to take it. Here's a principle. Now here's what you know. Let's say there's 100 out here. Versus zero. Here's the principle of economics. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap.
That's right.
Huh? You sow zero, you're going to reap zero. You get out here to 100, and you're going to reap 100. You get out here to 1,000, you're going to reap 1,000. The principle of economics.
Amen.
Let's say what else you have. There's nothing. You'll learn these things.
Don't worry that much, but I won't see
it. Amen.
Amen. But you know what? After lunch, we got 3 more hours.
Amen.
Now, I don't know if I can draw this graph right. You know what this line here is? No, I might have it wrong, but.
Don't tell her I hang out with you.
The more you sow of the world, this line right here, the more you invest in the world, the less you have it.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, my economics teacher don't understand that. I don't know why. He keeps on telling me not to invest in these things. He keeps on telling me that, you know, if we put more money into it. No, the more you invest in the world, the less you have to.
Amen. That's
right. I'm sure you know the graph. And you all sit down.
Amen.
You say you don't like graphs. Well, that's what my parents used to tell me. You're going to do graphs the rest of your life. Yep. This is God's standard. I don't know what I call this round. Here's the standard. It doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right.
No, that's the mark. We've all come out of that.
That's right.
But you know, God saved you. Changed your life. You know what our life is now? We're shooting that mark, aren't we? Now, this graph will be different for different people. But let's say this is the average graph for most people. You know, they're shooting that mark. And they start off right after they get saved. You know, they start off really going. And all of a sudden, they sort of level off. And that's it. You know, we learned this a little bit in history. You did run well right there. That's what they did run well. But then they sort of stagger. I want that. Yeah. You know what I want? I want my life. Let's say this is our life plan. I want my life. From the day I got saved, I want everybody to be going up. I realize I'll never get it. I want to keep on going. I'm going to get closer and closer and closer. And then one day the bell's going to ring. You're right. You're going to be out of the school lesson. You're going to be up there with us.
Amen.
It's Brother Daniel now. And so clearly made it to it. That even then, we'll not glory in ourselves. We'll glory in
Him. Amen.
Now, we've got all these laws of economics and math and accounting and all these things, my friend. What was the price? When you're impressed, you do things like this. What was the cost? I think I wrote the cost down. I don't have it with me. The cost of life. The life of the law. There's a price. There's a cost. You know what? You know what this did? It bought us. You know what that tells us? You know, you sold for him, you forget the selling price up here. He was sold as a servant.
law. God has purchased it. He's paid the price. He's met all the obligations. And we're no longer our own.
Amen.
Huh? We've been bought with fresh air and blood of the Lamb. And our friends,
are we investing in eternity now? Are we investing in eternity? Is your 7 years going to equal eternity? On that graph we had of sowing and reaping, are you sowing for eternity or are you sowing for the world? Are you sowing for eternal things or are you sowing for temporal? Maybe you ought to go home and get to do this as a homework and just graph out your life and see how much you've invested into eternity and how much you've invested in the world. Well, one more class. Music. You know, we need to have some music. I have a music teacher. Mrs. Pookshaw was her name, 7th grade. And I know she failed. She failed miserably, but she tried. And you know, I was in that class, and she said, everybody stand up, and we're singing some crazy song. And we're all singing, and she had come along, and if she wanted you to, she didn't think you would sing it too good, she's happy on the shoulder. And so she'd come along and she'd stand right in front of you and just listen to you sing, right? And you'd be singing away, you know, and here she'd just listen to you, you know, you sound like a dead frog. And then she'd just tap you out the trumpet and just let him sit down, you know. And you know, I was singing and she tapped me on the shoulder, and she was sort of a busy lady, really. She tapped me on the shoulder, and she went around and tapped all these people on the shoulder. She was looking at people singing in her barber shop portrait. And she tapped all these people on her shoulder. She just had a few left. She just told everybody to sit down. And then she said, okay, now all those people are standing up. I'm going to have you my barber shop quartet. You know what? She told me to sit down, but she had me in her class anyway. So, no, you made a mistake. She said, no, I didn't make a mistake. I said, yes, you made a mistake. But you know, even though I tried to sing that barber shop quartet, she found out that night that she made a mistake when I went. But you know, I got to do that. I had A in all modern subjects. I had A in history. I had A in English, and that's after we took seven courses. I had A in 6 courses, and my report card was like this. A, all the way down. I got you know, my dad was the type of man that liked the CD. But he didn't like the CD over. And he came down to music and said, you got a CD? And he said, he was about ready to tear my head off. He said, you got a C in music. Why did you get a C? I said, Dad, you don't understand. I told him I did 15 reports. I told him I worked hard. You know, I turned in 15 extra credit reports. You know what I bought this up to? A big one. And she still wouldn't give me that. All that year, every report, A. And I never got her class in a big one. My dad was highly disappointed. Until I finally described it. I said, Dad, this lady, she did something. I can't sing, but I try and I do everything I can. I started talking to her, and she goes, what was her name? Mrs. Bootshaw. And she goes, well, does she have red hair? I said, yeah. She's short lady, about 5'4". I said, yeah. She got big old nose. I said, yeah. She said, son, don't even worry about it. She loved me when I had her. English is a tough course, eh? English is a tough course. Math is a tough course. Computer science is a tough course. Gym is a tough course. Hope you open gym is tough, eh? It's not all tough course. And I said, I don't know what you're going to get in all these things, but you know, my friend, you can get automatic in. Amen. You know, God is great, God, you're those who say.
Right, amen.
You know what kind of things I like? I like, you know, I got a fun little county teacher here. He said, if you do the homework, I'll pass you. I like it. He said, you ain't got to do anything. It's the whole thing. I mean, if you plug all the tests, you get big zeros on it, but if you just turn in all the homework, I'll pass you. You know what God says about music? He said, I don't care how old you say.
That's right. Amen.
If you just let out love you, just let it loose.
Amen.
don't begin to get any other stuff about singing from your heart, you know. Just, you know, I want to hear you. If you granted, I want it to come from your heart. People say, well, you know, I'm singing in heart. You won't get an F. Psalms 150 says, report to our home. And we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and we're judged of truth, we're going to get an issue. When the final day comes, I mean, the final is already here. It's already down on the end. What are you going to get me from? What are you going to get history? What are you going to get back? What are you going to get from Peter's time? You learn your life. How about him? From the town of Ekinah. There was a whole lot of other folks. We were getting used. I mean, you know what I like to go home with my dad? I like to go home with all ladies. Right? I go home with all ladies because that happened. It's an amazing thing, you know, just one little A on the report card. One little letter on the report card says A.
Praise the Lord.
My first, everyone can get an A.
Amen.
Amen. Everyone can get an A in history. Everyone can get an A in all these courses. It's a little bit of effort. It's a little bit of strength. You know, my friends, it's time to get into the class.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Last thing, the school's not out. The bell rings.
Yeah.
The bell's going to ring. It's funny bell. Oh, it's on.
Amen.
I think
I
read about that trumpet, 1 Thessalonians 4.
Amen.
And you know,
it's
school's not out,
and
that trumpet goes off.
Amen.
I know you're listening for it. You ought to be listening for it.
Yeah.
Keep on studying. Don't be quitting your studying. You know, a lot of people say, well, let's quit this stuff. Let's just wait for the bell. Let's put our heads on our desk and just wait for the bell. You know, let's talk to them about that. Let them run around and get white cotton.
Amen.
Well, we want to keep running well.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, in music, all we want to sing aloud our praise to you. Oh, Lord.
Praise your holy name.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we're glad that the Lord was just a schoolmaster.
Amen.
We're thankful this morning for grace.
Amen.
Lord, we're thankful that we came to the Lord Jesus one day. Lord, having learned our lesson, Lord, under the law.
Amen.
Now we rejoice because of grace.
Praise your name.
Lord, you're the best teacher.
Amen.
We thank you for the Holy Spirit of God that teaches us all things, guides us into all truth.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that as the Spirit of God teaches us, as the Spirit of God guides us, and Lord, that we would be submissive and yield unto God and not unto sin. That we follow that guiding. We learn from that teaching. And we follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise
you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So teach us to number our days, so we may apply our hearts unto this.
Amen. Amen. The Lord be magnified.
Amen.
Praise your Lord Jesus.
You're worthy.
Amen.
Psalm 97.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Sing in the name of
Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Beans would be a time of encouragement.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Lord, 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 Lord,
Lord,
Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, L